Now it's time for some of the letters to the evening news. We'll start with a mention of the possible reduction in local broadcasting by the BBC, which has been featured already in our earlier recordings. Mary Wright of Norwich says, "Yet again, the BBC are ignoring the need for local radio to be that local by removing loved programmes at the weekend and afternoons. I, for one, do not do online and have no wish to. We already have downgraded local TV news from recent cuts. I'm sure there are duplication of management roles that could still be made that would not impact output."
Mrs. Breer of North Walsham bemoans a lack of bird life. "6 years ago, I lived and worked in Wroxham. The swans and geese were my highlights, and I met friends along the way through our love of wildlife. Now retired, I no longer live in Wroxham, but still come down to feed the swans. Recently, the river was like a ghost area. A sign was saying saying not to feed the swans and birds due to bird flu. No pigeons lined up on the fencing, and I counted just 18 swans in total and one cygnet, with a lump in my throat. A short time ago, when the weather was warmer, the river was alive with swans, their young, and geese."
Another thorny subject is the Northern Distributor Road, and Steve Mackinder of Denver thinks the road offers terrible value. "Now it seems the £205 million bill for the NDR Road to Nowhere is likely to rise even further, as the claims for compensation are still to be settled. Although this 12.5-mile stretch of road was completed 5 years ago, over budget and underused, it seems a bargain now at roughly £17 million per mile compared to the proposed Norwich Western Link, which is currently vaguely running at something like £60 million per mile. Perhaps someone with a better handle on the purse strings would like to correct my back-of-the-fag-packet maths and explain exactly why this contentious stretch of tarmac is still being pushed forward at these horrendous prices."
Last but not least, Sarah Flower of Topcroft enjoys living in Norfolk. "It is a great, great pleasure that the local papers seem again to have more headlines and reports about Norfolk rather than about some awful amorphous our region. Media region, tele region, political region, from Milton Keynes to Peterborough, or what, or where. I love living in Norfolk, don't we all? Or even in East Anglia if pushed. After all, some of my best friends live south of the Waveney and are only slightly less blessed.